Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we study Shmuel Bet, Perek Tet Vav, Chapter 15. Vahim Echarechen, always linked to the previous Perek, as we saw towards the end of last chapter that we learned, Avshalom has begun to turn against his father. We saw the beginnings of the rift. We saw Avshalom's anger at the disgrace of the violation of his sister Tamar by Amnon, the child of David. We saw his disappointment in the reaction of David HaMelech to that violation. And we saw also his splendid beauty and the gava, the ego that was derived from that beauty, that would lead him to misconstrue events and see them as not serving his purposes. Those were the reasons we saw. Now we'll see the process for the mered, the rebellion of Avshalom against his father.
At this point, Avshalom, now restored to Yerushalayim, outfits himself with the trappings of a king, with chariots and horses and 50 runners ahead of him.
Pasuk bet, v'hishkim Avshalom v'amad al yad derech ha-shor, v'hikol ha-ish asher yelo riv, lavo el ha-melech la-mishpat, v'hikra Avshalom ela v'yomer, ei mize irata.
There were two primary functions of the king that we have seen were assumed by David with tremendous faithfulness and success and righteousness. One is leading Klal Yisrael in battle. The other is dispensing justice. Avshalom was a nazir. As such, he cannot become contaminated by a dead body and could not halachically lead Klal Yisrael in battle. Here we will see him attack at the other primary function of the king, which is as the dispenser of justice. Where Avshalom stands himself at the entrance to the city, where any person who was seeking justice in a dispute would come to the king to have his dispute adjudicated. At this point, Avshalom would welcome the person. "Where are you from?" Right away gaining favor by showing an interest in the common man. And the person would answer, "I'm from one of the Shvatim of Yisrael."
Vayoma elav Avshalom, ra'ei dvarecha tovim unechochim, v'shomea ein lecha me'es ha-melech.
"I see," says Avshalom, "that of course you are right, and your words are correct, but you will not get any ear from the king."
Vayoma Avshalom, me'esimeni shofet ba'aretz, ve'alai yavo chal ish asher yelo riv u'mishpat, v'hitzdaktiv.
Avshalom sighs, "Were I able to dispense justice, everybody would come to me, v'hitztaktiv, I would find every person justified and correct." The corruption of justice, where David is remarkable for his fusion of mishpat utzdakah, of adherence to the letter of the law, then cushioned by a compassion, we see here Avshalom worming his way into the hearts of Klal Yisrael by corrupting these very values, where he will find every person who comes to him righteous. The flattery here, the appealing to each person, in justice, there is always one is right, there is always one who's wrong. According to Avshalom, any person who came to him would be the victor.
V'haya b'krav ish lishtachavos lo, v'shalach es yado, v'hechazik lo, v'nashak lo.
And any person who approached to bow to him, recognizing the prince of Yisrael and wanting to give him the proper kavod, instead, Avshalom would lift him up, embrace him, and give him a kiss. Give the kavod to the lesser man. Again, the flattery technique to win the hearts of every Jew.
Vayas Avshalom kadavar hazeh lechol Yisrael, asher yavo'u lamishpat el hamelech.
And this is how Avshalom greeted, flattered, won over every Jew who came to seek justice from the king.
Vayiganev Avshalom es lev anshei Yisrael.
And indeed, Avshalom stole the hearts of every man in Yisrael.
Vayihi miketz 40 shana.
Pasuk Zayin gives us a cosmic sweep of history. After 40 years. 40 years from what? Not 40 years of the rebellion. Not even 40 years from the Malchut of David. Rather, Vayihi miketz 40 shana, says Rashi, this is 40 years from the day when Klal Yisrael requested a king improperly from the Navi Shmuel. And as Rashi says, This original improper request spiraled until finally 40 years later the circle is closed with a rebellion and the lowering of the honor of the king. And so 40 years into the time when Klal Yisrael requested a king, Vayomer Avshalom el Hamelech, Avshalom goes to his father David and says, El chana va'ashalem es nidri asher nadalti la'ashem b'chevron. May I go to the city of Chevron, where the sheep are particularly fat, and with the sheep of Chevron I will fulfill a promise I made to bring a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki neder nadar avdecha b'shifti b'gishur ba'aram le'mor, im yashov yeshiveni Hashem Yerushalayim ve'avadati es Hashem. When I was exiled in Geshur, at my grandfather's home, I promised that were I worthy to be returned to Yerushalayim, I would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring this korban. Vayom Elo HaMelech, lech b'shalom, vayakam vayelech Chevrona. Avshalom presents this as Chevron being the city where he could find the choicest sheep to bring as an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, there are circles being closed over here. Chevron is the city in which the Malchut of David was initiated, we'll remember. At the very start of his Malchut, he spent the first few years in Chevron with his own tribesmen, before all of Klal Yisrael accepted him, hoping to retrace the steps of his father in the Malchut. Avshalom requests to go to the city of Chevron, ostensibly to fulfill the vow he made that when he was exiled in Geshur. Says the king, Lech b'shalom. And as we've mentioned before, Chazal point out, this phrase is ominous. The only one who goes b'shalom, in peace, is a person on his last journey towards death, where b'shalom indicates a shleimut, a completion of tafkid. The person who still has years to live is told, lech l'shalom, go towards peace. You still have much to do, you still have much to accomplish, you're on a journey. Keep traveling in peace. David wishes his son, lech b'shalom, and in fact, this will be the last stop for Avshalom, but not right away. Pasuk Yud, וישלח אבשלום מרגלים בכל שבטי ישראל לאמור, כשמעכם אז כל השופר, ואמרתם מלך אבשלום בחברון. Avshalom has already won the hearts of most of Klal Yisrael, and he now sends spies throughout the tribes of Klal Yisrael, saying, when you hear the sound of the shofar, you must proclaim, מלך אבשלום בחברון. Avshalom rules in Chevron. פסוק י' א', ואז אבשלום הלכו מסעים איש מירושלים, קרועים, והולכים מסומם ולא ידעו כל דבר. Before he left on this mission, Avshalom requested from his father David a letter from the king, asking for two of his loyal servants to accompany Avshalom and look out for his welfare. Schemingly, Avshalom showed the letter to a pair of two, to another pair of two, and another pair, to 100 pairs of two. Whereupon he gathered 200 people from Yerushalayim, kruim, who were invited by David, lesumam, innocent, having no idea that they were now part of a fermenting rebellion. The Malbim points out that at this point, Avshalom was still wavering. He was not necessarily intent on killing his father and taking the throne. Rather, seeing that David was advanced in years, afraid that the Malchut would pass to his son Shlomo after his death, Avshalom wished to maneuver himself to be in power, to accept the Malchut after the death of David. In the best case scenario, he would maneuver himself into a position of sharing the throne with David in some manner, until David would die and he would be king. But at this point, he was still open to some sort of peaceful reconciliation, as long as he would get the throne after David. Critically, it will be with the addition of Achitophel to the story that will tip or push Avshalom to the brink of rebelling against his father to a place of no return. Pasuk Yud Bet, Vayishlach Avshalom es Achitophel Hagiloni, Yoetz David Meiro, Migilo, Bezavchos Hazvachim, וַיַּקֵּשֶׁר אָמִיץ וְהָעַם הֹלֵךְ וַרַב אֶס אַבְשָׁלוֹם. Avshalom here recruits, very significantly, Achitophel Hagiloni. Achitophel is the Rebbe of David HaMelech. He is the Rosh Sanhedrin, the Gadol Hador. He is the greatest Torah scholar of the generation, but as we'll see, there is a very dangerous gap between his knowledge of the Torah and between his own personal refinement and midot. And it's in that dangerous gap, with the jealousy that he already felt and the ill will he had towards David, that would make him a terribly dangerous influence as he joined the rebellion of Avshalom. Chazal tell us that on the day that David brought the Aron to Yerushalayim, in celebration of this event, he gave smicha to 90,000 Talmidei Chachamim in Klal Yisrael, but Achitophel was not included. This caused tremendous ill will from Achitophel towards David, and he's holding on to this still. In addition, Achitophel was the grandfather of Bathsheba and did not approve of the action taken by David in the incident that we saw previously in Perek Yud Aleph. These issues still rankle, and with this, as Avshalom starts his rebellion, Achitophel is the one who joins, and as we said, will have a very significant and dangerous influence upon the direction of the rebellion. Klal Yisrael see the facts on the ground. They see 200 people who are supposed to be loyal to David accompanying Avshalom. They see the Gadol Hador as part of his rebellion. V'ha'am halech v'rav es Avshalom. And most of the Jews infer this is the direction, and they join the rebellion of Avshalom. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'yavo ha'magid el David le'mor, hayalev ish Yisrael achrei Avshalom. David is informed that the majority of the hearts of Klal Yisrael are following Avshalom. In Pasuk Yud Dalei, we find the first evidence of a major takeaway highlighted by the Ralbag from the entire sad story of the rebellion of Avshalom against his father David. In the face of what must have been one of the most painful betrayals in history, we find a tremendous clear-headedness, a calm, and a reasonable approach to judgment on the part of David. There is not panic, there is not that dangerous quickness of thought that we titled Behala. But David, throughout what must be a product of his tremendous emuna, maintains a calm and a clearness of thought that will allow him to make critical decisions that will save much damage from being done in the course of this rebellion. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayomer David lechal avadav asher ito b'Yerushalayim, kumu, v'nivracha, ki lo siya lanu pleita mipnei Avshalom. Let us flee Yerushalayim, there will be no remnant left of us from the ravages of Avshalom. Maharu laleches, pen yimaher v'hisiganu, v'hidiach aleinu es hara'a, v'hika ha'ir lefi charef. David understands that if he remains in Yerushalayim, the civil war will explode there and the city will be destroyed. Again, with a clear-headed judgment that is remarkable in the face of this deeply, deeply painful situation, David encourages his followers to leave Yerushalayim to spare that city. Vayomu avdei hamelech el hamelech, kichol asher yivchar adoni hamelech, hinei avadecha. Respond, those who are loyal to him, whatever course of action you choose, we are with you. Pasuk tetzayin, vayesi hamelech v'chol beiso biraglav. They leave on foot. Again, the clear-headed thinking of David, so as to avoid detection. Vayazov ha-melech es eson ha-shim pilagshim l'shmo ha-boyes. He leaves 10 of his wives and concubines with the house. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayetze ha-melech v'chol ha-am b'raglav v'yamdu beis ha-merchak. V'chol avadav ovrim ayado, v'chol ha-kresi v'chol ha-plesi v'chol ha-gitim shesh meos ish asher ba'u b'raglo migas ovrim al pnei ha-melech. The king stands to one side, and all those who are loyal to him pass before him. His servants, the kresi and the plesi, are defined differently by various mifalshim. It either refers to the archers in the service of David, it may refer to the Sanhedrin, it may refer to the Urim v'Tumim. 600 in all passed before the king. Vayomer hamelech el Itai Hagiti. Itai Hagiti is a figure familiar from Sefer Shmuel Aleph. He was a non-Jew who had come to the aid of David before. Lama selech gam ata itanu? Shuv, v'shevim ha-melech ki nachri ata, v'gam gole ata limkomecha. It is not to your benefit to come with me. Go back to your place. You are a stranger. And as we will become exiled fugitives, you will not find any place of refuge because you are not of our nation. Tmol bo'echa v'hayom ani acha imanu. You came to us just yesterday, and now I have no place to put you. Laleches v'ani holech al asher ani holech. I am going where I will go. Shuv v'hashev esachecha imach chesed v'emes. Go back, and I will show tremendous appreciation for the chesed, for the kindness and the truth that you have extended to me. Pasuk chaf aleph. Vaya'an Itai es hamelech vayomal. Itai responds, Chai Hashem v'chei Adoni hamelech. I swear, ki im b'mekom asher yesham Adoni hamelech, im lemaves, im lechayim, ki sham ye avdecha. Wherever you will go, whether it points us towards life or it points us towards death, your servant will follow with you. Vayomer David el Itai, says David to Itai, Lech va'avo, va'yavor Itai agiti v'chol anashav v'chol hataf asher ito. With this protestation, David then gives permission to Itai to follow with him, with the rest of the nation. If you will not separate from me, then you are one of us. Pasuk chaf gimel v'chal ha'aretz bochim kol gadol, v'chal ha'am ovrim, v'ha'melech over b'nachal kidron, v'chal ha'am ovrim al pnei derech es hamidbar. The entire entourage of David are crying. They are mourning as they leave the city of Yerushalayim. V'hine, גם צדוק וכל הלוויים איתו נושאים אס ארון בריסה אלוקים ויציקו אס ארון האלוקים. צדוק, a Kohen, and the Leviim who are carrying the Aron come with David, and they stand with the Aron to one side. ויעל אביאסר עד תום כל העם לעבור מן העיר. And אביאסר comes up while all of the nation who are fleeing with David pass before the Aron. ויומר המלך לצדוק, השב אס ארון האלוקים העיר. While it must have been tempting for David to have the Aron with him, perhaps for protection, he understands that it is dishonorable to the Aron to be brought out to exile with him. And as such, he says to Tzadok to return the Aron to its resting place. Im emtzachein be'enei Hashem v'heshivani, v'irani oso v'es navehu. I'm not relying on the Aron to protect me. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find me worthy, then he will return me. And as the Radak explains, whereas now it seems to me that he is not looking towards me, in the place of my terrible punishment, and David understands that the betrayal of his son is a punishment for his own sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, so to speak, it seems to me, turned his face. I don't need the Aron to protect me. I need my own actions to come towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully I will be worthy that he will turn towards me and allow me to return and see his bayit once again. V'im ko yomar lo chafatzdi bach. But if with all my efforts and all my tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, I do not desire you. Hineni yaaseh li kesher tov be'enav. I accept, says David, be'ahava, with love. V'yomar ha'melech el tzadok ha'kohen, ha'ro'e ata shuva ha'ir b'shalom, v'achima'at b'ncha v'yohonasan b'nevyasa shnei v'nechem itchem. Re'u, anochi mismameya be'avos ha'midbar, ad bo davar mi'imachem la'agid li. David at this point sends Tzadok HaKohen with two young Kohanim, his son Achimaatz and Yonasan ben Avyasal, to go back towards Yerushalayim, where they will perhaps be able to hear what is happening in the camp of Avshalom and can send information back to David to guide him on his next step. They indeed return to Yerushalayim and settle there. V'David ole b'ma'ale ha-zeitim, David is rising to Har HaZeitim, Oleh uvochet. We previously saw in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, the entire entourage of David was crying. We didn't see that David shed a tear. At this point, however, as David is forced to leave his beloved Yerushalayim, is forced to leave proximity, closeness to the Aron, and to the resting place of the Shechinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at this point, he cries. The exile from his beloved city is deeply painful. V'rosh lo chafoy v'olech yachef. His head is covered in mourning, and he's going barefoot. V'chal ha'am asher ito chafu ish rosho, and all those with him also were signs of mourning. V'alu alo uvacho. And they all went out of the city of Yerushalayim, fugitives on the run, crying. Pasuk lamid aleph. V'david higid lemo achisofel bakoshrim im Avshalom. And then David finds out that his own Rebbe, the tremendously wise, tremendously learned Achitofel, is part of the rebellion with Avshalom. Vayomer David, and David davins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sakilna es atzas achisofel Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will you please make foolish whatever is the idea or the counsel that Achitofel will give to Avshalom? The immediate answer to the tefillah of David, Pasuk Lamed Bet, Vayi David ba ad harosh, asher yishtachave sham le'elokim. As David comes to the peak of Har HaZeitim, where he can look upon Yerushalayim, the place where he would bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where now he can only cry as he takes leave, not knowing when or if he will return. V'hinei likraso chushai ha'alki, karu akutanto v'adama al rosho. A figure approaches him, also in mourning at the state of his king, named Chushai ha'alki. V'yomer lo David, im avarta iti, v'yisa alai lemasa. If you will come with me, you will be just a burden. V'im ha'il tashuv, and he now gives another very wise idea to Chushai ha'alki. You go back. Chushai was known to be loyal to David. You go back to Avshalom and present yourself as if, again, you are another loyal person who is betraying me and joining the other side. There you'll plant yourself to find out what is being planned, and you'll be able to foil whatever counsel, whatever idea is being plotted by Avshalom upon the counsel of Achitophel. Tzadok, Evyasal, and the two young Kohanim are also there, Achimaatz and Yonasan, and they will be able to be sent by you to let me know what course we must follow. Hearing this directive, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vayavo Chushai Re'e David, Chushai, the dear friend of David, approaches Ha'il, Ve'avshalom Yavo Yerushalayim. Chushai approaches the city of Yerushalayim, and at the same time, Avshalom decided that he would go that way as well. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Le'ilei Nishmot to their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.